Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Teaching News Literacy in the Age of AI: A Cross-Curricular Approach by Kathy Collins is a professional education book focused on how teachers can help students evaluate information in an era shaped by algorithms, generative AI, and fast-moving misinformation. It is not a general theory book about media culture. It is a practical classroom resource designed for educators, library media specialists, and others who want to teach news literacy across subject areas. The book combines a civic purpose with instructional application, arguing that students need more than the ability to spot falsehoods. They need habits of inquiry, verification, and ethical judgment that can be used in reading, writing, research, and discussion. Its distinctive emphasis is on cross-curricular integration. So news literacy is presented as a skill that supports learning in multiple disciplines, rather than a separate unit confined to social studies or language arts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, news literacy as a civic skill in an AI-shaped information environment. A central idea in the book is that news literacy is no longer optional background knowledge. It is a core civic skill for students growing up in an information system influenced by AI, recommendation algorithms, and attention-driven platforms. Collins frames the problem broadly: misinformation is not only about deliberate falsehoods, but also about the speed, volume, and confusion created by modern media systems. That makes the educational task bigger than teaching students to identify fake posts. They must learn how information is produced, amplified, and consumed, and why those processes matter for democratic participation. This framing helps the book move beyond a narrow digital safety message. It argues that reading news critically is connected to public responsibility, independence of thought, and informed citizenship. In that sense, the book treats news literacy as a foundation for understanding reality, not merely a technical skill for media analysis. Secondly, a cross-curricular model that embeds news literacy across subjects. The book's most distinctive instructional contribution is its cross-curricular design. Instead of limiting news literacy to one class period or one academic department, Collins shows how it can be woven into multiple subject areas, making it part of everyday instruction. This matters because students encounter information tasks in science, history, English advisory settings, and library programs, not only in media studies. A cross-curricular model also strengthens transfer students can apply verification habits in research writing, evidence evaluation, and discussion of current events, regardless of subject. The approach is especially useful for schools that do not have a standalone media literacy course. By positioning teachers as collaborators rather than isolated specialists, the book offers a realistic way to scale instruction. It also reflects an important educational logic: if students practice source evaluation in different contexts, the skill becomes more durable and less dependent on one lesson or one teacher. Thirdly, teaching verification, evidence, and how journalism actually works. Another major theme is the mechanics of journalistic practice. The book emphasizes that students should understand how news is gathered, checked, revised, and published, because that process explains why credible journalism differs from rumor or algorithmic content. This is more useful than merely telling students to trust reputable sources. Collins places evidence verification at the center of instruction, which means learners are encouraged to ask where claims come from, what counts as proof, and how editorial standards shape reporting. That focus builds disciplined reading habits and helps students distinguish between informed reporting, commentary, speculation, and manipulated content. The value of this approach is that it demystifies news production. When students understand the workflow behind journalism, they are better equipped to evaluate reliability instead of relying on surface cues such as design, tone, or popularity. The book therefore turns news literacy into a method of reasoning, not a list of warning signs. Fourthly, using classroom-ready tools, routines, and lesson structures, the book is designed as a practical teaching resource, and that practicality is one of its strongest features. Rather than staying at the level of abstract advice, Collins points educators toward concrete frameworks and classroom routines, including resources associated with the News Literacy Project and MediaWise. The emphasis on ready-to-use materials matters because many teachers want to teach media literacy, but lack time to build lessons from scratch. By offering guiding questions, templates, and structured activities, the book lowers the barrier to implementation. It also supports consistent classroom practice, which is essential for a subject that depends on repeated habits such as lateral reading, checking evidence, and comparing sources. The practical dimension is important because news literacy can fail if it is treated as a one-time awareness lesson. Collins instead presents it as a teachable process that benefits from repetition and clear scaffolding. That makes the book especially relevant for educators seeking immediate instructional use rather than theory alone. Lastly, addressing AI-generated content, misinformation, and ethical digital judgment, the book does not treat AI as a side issue. It treats it as a direct challenge to how students interpret information. Generative AI can create plausible but false text, images, and summaries, which makes traditional assumptions about authenticity less reliable. Collins responds by urging educators to teach discernment, curiosity, and conscience alongside verification skills. This is an important shift because the problem is not only whether content is false, but whether students can think carefully about why it was produced, how it spreads, and what ethical responsibilities come with creating or sharing it. The book therefore links media literacy to digital ethics. Students are not only consumers of information. They are also potential creators and distributors of content. That dual role makes judgment more complex and more necessary. By focusing on the tension between AI efficiency and human responsibility, the book gives educators a framework for addressing present-day misinformation without reducing the issue to fear or technical fixes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for classroom teachers, library media specialists, curriculum leaders, and education professionals who want a practical way to teach students how to navigate news in an AI-driven environment. It will also be useful to parents and advocates who are concerned with misinformation, source evaluation, and responsible digital participation. Its main benefit is that it combines civic purpose with usable instructional design readers. Do not just learn why news literacy matters. They get a framework for teaching it across disciplines. Compared with many media literacy books that stay theoretical or focus only on warning students about fake news, this title is more classroom-oriented and more directly aligned with the realities of generative AI, algorithms, and verification challenges. What makes it stand out is its insistence that news literacy is teachable, transferable, and essential to democratic life. It presents students not as passive recipients of information, but as thoughtful readers, evaluators, and creators who need structured support to act responsibly in complex information spaces. If you would like to support Kathy Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.